President Bush today began an intense lobbying campaign to win passage of his plan to reorganize the government's homeland security efforts. The president's request that Congress merge several different agencies into a new Department of Homeland Security has been generally well received on Capitol Hill. But as NPR's Pam Fessler reports, lawmakers won't see the fine print for another 2 weeks or more, and they're warning that such a huge reorganization will be difficult.
President Bush met first thing this morning with a bipartisan group of congressional leaders who are key to getting his new Homeland Security plan enacted. The president said he knows lots of people will be fighting to protect their turf in the weeks and months ahead, but that he's optimistic.
That's what this meeting is all about. It's the beginning of winning the turf battle. I think most members of Congress understand the need to act.
In fact, many on Capitol Hill have been calling for such a reorganization for months. They say the current White House Office of Homeland Security lacks the power it needs to ensure the nation's safety. The president, who earlier resisted moves to create a new agency, said he's actually been considering such a change for a while. He said he just needed time after September 11th to figure out if it was the best thing to do. Today, the president said the sooner his plan can be enacted, the better.
To this end, I'm going to direct Tom Ridge to testify before Congress about the need for the establishment of this cabinet agency.
His refusal earlier to allow Ridge, a presidential advisor, to testify on Capitol Hill was one of the main reasons members of Congress have been seeking a cabinet-level Homeland Defense Agency, where the secretary would have to testify. Lawmakers who attended the White House meeting said everyone now seems to be on the same page. Democrat Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut chairs the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee, which will have jurisdiction over the reorganization plan. Lieberman said he expects some opposition, but he dismissed complaints that trying to coordinate work that now involves 100 different government agencies will only divert energy from ongoing homeland defense programs.
I would say to those who would argue that getting together to better organize to protect the American people at home is a distraction for those involved is really just an excuse for doing nothing and accepting less than the American people deserve.
Under the president's plan, the new department would include some of the biggest agencies that now deal with one aspect or another of homeland defense. These include the Customs Service, the Coast Guard, the Immigration and Naturalization Service, the new Transportation Security Administration, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And it will involve 170,000 government employees. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Bob Graham of Florida said the CIA and the FBI will continue to be independent, but that the intelligence information they collect will be fed into a new analytical unit in the Homeland Security Agency.
Where you will have the chance of putting all of that material before one human being who hopefully is imaginative and creative and can see what it means and act upon what it means.
But Graham also has his own proposal to create an Office of Counterterrorism inside the White House. And Lieberman said that might be one of the changes Congress will consider to the president's plan. Other changes are also likely, but so far there are few specifics about how the reorganization will work. Paul Light of the Brookings Institution cautions that it will be far more difficult than anyone can imagine.
They've got to find a building, and that's not easy to do. They're going to have to design a flag. They're going to have to design stationery. You think that's easy, or you think that's trivial, but it's all part of building an identity and a common culture.
And that, he says, is crucial, because right now, many of the agencies the president wants to merge have long traditions of independence and very different missions.
Secret Service serves the president. Coast Guard serves boaters, law enforcement, even sea turtles. The Federal Emergency Management Administration serves victims of disaster.
Light says it's possible to pull all these entities into one agency with everyone working toward a common goal, but that it could take years. The president would like the new agency up and running by January 1st. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.